Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Calm.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, it's a building. 27,000 square feet. With 50 million rounds of ammo waiting for you. 42 different calibers altogether. Not counting the shotgun crazy shells that they carry. I don't know how they maintain the 50 million rounds and the 42 calibers because of the crazy prices they sell it for. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Tank Funicello, the Ninja Scribe. He's going to come on. Tank wrote an article that sparked the biggest day in the history of the website for lockandloadradio.com because everybody said he was wrong. And I think there's more to that than meets the eye. And I responded and I punched back. And nobody's decided to counterpunch with me on this one, but we're going to discuss this and, of course, what's going on now. And all next week, I'm bringing the noise. I am bringing the noise. We got Morse. We got Pratt. We got Knox. Tim Knight. Robbie Barkman from Robar Guns. We're going to be coming and slinging the American way next week. President Barack Obama. He has made it an art form of pivoting in blood. He's out there yesterday giving a speech acknowledging that it's time, still a time for mourning. But he said that it was clear that the killer had no trouble getting a firearm and the U.S. will ultimately have to shift how it thinks about gun violence. He says, let's be clear. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not have to happen in other advanced countries. In the meantime, the victims of Charlie Hebdo were nowhere for comment. The victims out of Kenya were nowhere for comment. The victims out of Cumbria were nowhere for comment. The victims out of Norway were nowhere for comment. And you know what? There's one other thing that bothers me about this. This kid clearly intended and had intended for a long time to do something. He wanted to do something. And he's enjoying what he's got going on right now. But he clearly intended to do something. And we'll talk about some of the past run-up to this. But they're labeling this as a hate crime. I want to find out if he was taking psychotropic drugs. 21 years old. He sort of fits the profile. They've got pictures of him wearing these flags on his jacket for apartheid and the old Rhodesian segregation that was happening back in the day and everything. His sickness manifested itself as a racist. Reportedly, he got in there and said that you're raping our women and taking over our country. You have to go. And then cowardly shot a bunch of people that were just wanting to read the Bible. And Attorney General Loretta Lynch, without having any facts whatsoever, beyond what they may have on Facebook, has decided to investigate this as a hate crime. I want somebody to look at his drug history, what he's been prescribed. This was a hateful crime. I'll certainly concede that to you. But this kid has plenty of history with trouble. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Here's the thing to remember. First of all, Barack Obama is the most opportunistic, and I can't say it. I can't say it on the air. His opportunism disgusts me. Disgusts me. Getting out there and ginning this up, you know, I think Al Sharpton's on his way over there, too. Let's see what he can... Jesse, come on, Jesse, go out there, too. We got plenty of stuff to counter you and everything. And in South Carolina, I got to admit, we do give a fair reckoning of ourselves whenever the race baiters come in. But I think a few people are missing the point at this particular moment. One, Dylann Roof is a symptom of an underlying problem that we are going to reap forever. Because nobody's stopping any of this medication of little boys in school. And that's how you grow the Dylann Roofs. Certainly not every child that gets medicated grows up to be a Dylann Roof or an Adam Lanza or a James Holmes or a Alexis Arguello or any of these guys. But the ones that do grow up to be like that have this common denominator in their background. And yes, President Barack Obama, you are absolutely right. At some point, we need to reckon with certain things that causes these types of violence, not the tools. Not the tools. I bet you we're going to find out. This kid got his gun through his dad. So that means his dad probably bought it and went through a background check. Expanded background checks would not have stopped him from getting a gun. Background checks didn't stop him from getting a gun. Okay, bad guy's going to get a gun. It's just the way it is. That genie is out of the bottle. I'm not going to sit around and pound the drum of there should have been guns in the church. Having a gun present does not make things default. You're not going to be the Lone Ranger. If you're sitting there with your head bowed in prayer, you are as susceptible as anything else. Now, if you are the ninth or tenth victim down the string of victims that he's trying to execute, maybe you can get out and fight back. But the fact remains that this occurred in a gun-free zone, an imposed gun-free zone here in South Carolina. South Carolina is the most backward of the supposed deep red states out there. We have no identity. We're a bunch of followers, or at least our legislators are. They're out there pontificating from on high, and the blood is on the hands of the General Assembly on this one to a degree that they voted down concealed carry, concealed carry in a church, because just this year that was done. That was done just this year. I would really like to, you know, I guess there could be the thing about the straw purchase done, but I don't think that was necessarily the case in the case of Dylann Roof's father. But like Nancy Lanza, I think maybe Dylann Roof's father probably exercised really bad judgment here. And I'm not going to second guess him beyond that. You know, it's your child. You're trying to do something to reach your child. I'm a father. I'm a father. So I know how that is. But, like I said, this kid had trouble leading up to this. And we're going to talk about what he did up to this point, because the signs were there. Once again, the signs were there, just like with Jared Lee Loeffner, just like with Alexis Arguello. You know, James Holmes was in treatment, and they wanted to, you know, take him in. So, lots of warning signs out there, and we don't pay attention to them. And that means we're also at fault when it comes to this. But right now, lots of people with blood on their hands, including President Barack Obama on this one. But let's go into a little history when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up soon. I'm going to be doing the review of the Fulton Armory M14 EBR, which is going to be epic. And I'm going to need ammo to do it, because I just can't hold the gun going, wow, this is neat. So I'm going to have to shoot this thing, and I'm going to be getting that ammo from ammunitiondepot.com. And that will deplete their 50 million round complement a little bit, but they'll fill it right back up as soon as I do it. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The Columbia Police Department arrest reports have outlined two separate incidents where Dylan Storm Roof, which apparently roofed in Lexington County, there's a lot of roofs, and I'm not talking about on houses, that's a big family name in Lexington County, which is a very conservative area of the Midlands of South Carolina. But Dylan Storm Roof, the suspect in the confessed shooter in the Charleston shooting, where he was arrested at Columbiana Center, which is a big mall, and at Harbison. Harbison is a big shopping area just as you're coming into Columbia. Mall security contacted a police officer patrolling the mall on February 28th this year about a man wearing all black who was asking store employees out of the ordinary questions. Workers at the shoe department and Bath and Body Works told security that Roof was asking them how many associates were working, what time they closed, and what time they leave. My first question would be on this particular incident, I would like to know how many of the employees of the shoe department and Bath and Body Works were black. Because if they're going to paint this as racial, let's find out if it actually was leading up to that. Okay, if we're going to investigate a hate crime, let's find out if this was going to be hate. If, on the other hand, all he was looking to do was make a splash, well, okay, that would be indicative by he's just looking and wants to know how many people are in the place that he might be able to kill. The officer approached Roof and asked him why he was questioning store employees. According to the report, Roof told the officer his parents were pressuring him to get a job. The officer asked Roof if he had gotten any applications from the stores, and he said he had not. According to the officer, Roof appeared nervous during their conversation. When asked whether or not he had anything illegal in his possession, Roof said no. They then searched Roof and found an unlabeled white bottle in orange strips, which Roof identified as Listerine strips. Roof said the strips were... The cop didn't believe him about the Listerine strips, but Roof said the strips were actually Suboxone, a Schedule 3 narcotic for which the 20-year-old did not have a prescription. According to the FDA, Suboxone contains the active ingredient, and you got, wow, buprenorphine hydrochloride, which works to reduce the symptoms of opiate dependence. The officer arrested Roof and had his 2000 Hyundai Elantra towed. The Elantra was the same vehicle he allegedly drove to the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston on Wednesday before shooting 9 people. He was later arrested in the same vehicle in Shelby, North Carolina. He was arrested 2 months later after he got a trespass notice out of this first incident. And he got arrested for violating a 1-year ban from the mall. At that time, mall management added 2 more years to his ban. Police charged him with trespassing and booked him into the Lexington Detention Center. Now, okay, here we have drugs introduced into it. He's taking primarily, I guess, uppers to bring him back from the lower, you know, from the downers, from the opiates. And they knew this. They knew this about him. They know this about him right now. Why do I keep harping on this? You know, Dr. Linda Longman and I have talked about this, and I'm going to get her back in here. I have no idea. We've talked about this because it has become a de facto default position. If you're a little boy in school nowadays, from kindergarten up, in some cases with babies, they medicate these babies to try to control their mood. And especially in this particular time, because I have, I have grandchildren, and, you know, the new thing for parents nowadays is, you know, try to go as organic as you can, thankfully. And my grandbabies aren't getting medicated, thankfully. But we've had a couple of generations now, especially my generation were the ones that were pushing it. Me and you, the 50s, the 50-somethings, we were the ones pushing it. Here we got this guy carrying around a drug. He's not prescribed how to get it. Did his parents know he had it? Did his parents know he was taking opiates? And they gave him a gun. They gave him a gun. And now we have this. This is indicative of a little bit of a domestic breakdown that cost 9 innocent people their lives. Black America, we're not coming for you. White America does not have any designs on killing you. You're our neighbors. You're our friends. You are Americans, our countrymen. You need not fear me. And had I been, I wish to God I had been in this church when this kid came in there. Because most of those people in there probably did not know what he was when he was there. I think I would have noticed something about him. I think I would have maneuvered around behind him. I think he was giving off some sort of a vibe that people that are trying to be aware pick up. And I think that if I had been there or anybody I know had been there, I think we could have dealt with him quick and saved a whole lot of lives. But you know what? It's not about good people or bad people here. It's about the gun. Just ask Barack Obama. It never happens anywhere else. It never happens anywhere else. It's unheard of everywhere else. Doesn't matter in England where they don't have as many guns, but they have more violent crime that doesn't matter. Violence doesn't matter. Gun ownership matters. Gun violence doesn't matter to Barack Obama. Gun ownership matters. He wants to stamp that out. And here's a new thing for him to do it with. And I'm waiting to see where this goes. And we will see where this goes. He's quite the frustrated gun grabber because he always fails. But anyway, we'll be right back on Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cues.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We
We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. We're talking about G-Code. I've got G-Code on the mind right now. AmmunitionDepot.com. 50 million rounds on tap. The continuous flow coming in and out of ammunition based upon the 80 years of experience by the principals to make this happen. The relationships with the ammunition manufacturers. Always going on 24/7 circle of life that is ammunition purveying and retailing. This is what encompasses Ammunition Depot with crazies. When they've got something on sale, the price is insane. It's like Crazy Larry. These prices are insane. So check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Anywhere you go in the United States, in any city, you're going to find buildings of note that stand out. And among them is going to be a courthouse and a church. In the courthouse, you got lawyers and judges that do their thing. They play the trail of the rule of law is worshipped and sometimes vindicated. In the church, men, women, and children of all races come together to worship God in faith and fellowship. The inhabitants of both buildings acknowledge the existence of evil and its increasing work among us, but they have very different ways of dealing with that recognition. And I want you to think about that. In these two types of areas where they are almost historically gun-free zones, they are supposedly either reacting to or preaching against evil. The existence of evil. Because everywhere you see these places, most of them are gun-free zones. But they're also places where the honest, law-abiding citizen, with malice towards nobody, are not allowed to defend their lives and the lives of the ones that they love. These are places where the only fundamental inalienable right that truly matters is denied them. If you have no right to defend your life, what does any other right matter at that point? Now, at the courthouse, there are some things in place, like, you know, metal detectors at the entrances, armed security, usually law enforcement officers, posted at the doors, but patrolling the halls also, and usually in the courtrooms. The lawyers and judges working in that building have a very clear understanding, and most of those judges are carrying guns, by the way, of the ever-present danger that evil presents, and so they have taken steps at public expense to protect their lives. They have the power and the authority to take those steps, and the truth be told, many of them do carry concealed weapons. Who, after all, is going to arrest them violating a law that common citizens must obey on threat of imprisonment? I think that should be regulated heavily. I think if there's no concealed carry in a building, there's no concealed carry in a building. Okay? Bring it down to my level, pal. At the church, there are no metal detectors. There are seldom, if ever, armed security personnel present anywhere in the church. This is in part because few churches have the money to pay for them. Even if they are inclined to recognize the need, there's no public funds for churches. In some states where churches are gun-free zones, worshipers may carry concealed weapons with the express permission of the minister, but few of the ministers are inclined to give that kind of permission. Are the lives of the men and the women and the children attending the church of less value than the lives of lawyers and judges? The laws that prevent them from preserving their lives would seem to suggest that they are. That's the way the law is written in church. The ministers, the parishioners, the children, the men, the women. They're just there. Nobody recognizes the need for you to be able to defend yourself. This guy, Roof. There's a lot of people that don't want to mention his name. They say, well, it gives him the attention he wants. The reason I mention these names is because that way we can look at their background. Getting out there and making them a faceless, nameless person in order to keep them from getting Facebook likes, which his Facebook page has been pulled down already, is, to me, doesn't really serve any purpose. I don't care about the attention given him. We should shine a spotlight on him. We need to go up his rectal orifice with a microscope and find out what led him to become a monstrosity. There are indications that his father gave him this .45 caliber pistol he got in April for his birthday, which means his birthday is the same month as mine. That's great. Some reports suggest he reloaded 5 times, which, if true, might suggest he used a 1911 pattern handgun, although his friends called his gun the Glock, which I don't know if Glock is becoming like a generic term like Xerox or some of these other generic terms that are out there. But, you know, in any event, you know, it suggested he had a 1911. And Obama, and this is important because Obama took time out from golf and fundraising to make this little speech, which it had to have taken longer to get there, get everything in place, get the lectern with the presidential seal up there, all this other stuff, and then get that in place so he could walk up and talk for 3-4 minutes and then walk away, because he was back on a plane going back to 2 fundraisers and to go play some more golf. A four-day taxpayer junket to the West Coast. Some of the worst mass shootings in history, distant and recent, have happened in Beslan and Paris and Norway and elsewhere. Obama blames us first. He blames America first. He blames the Second Amendment. He blames the people that simply wish to be free first and always. And there's going to be many who are going to join him in claiming this attack happened because America has a Second Amendment. There are also those like the Southern Poverty Law Center that are saying it's because of our hatred of President Barack Obama. I couldn't care less about Barack Obama's pigment. Let me make that perfectly clear. I could not care less. A man rides up there. If a man were to show up in the presidential office and he is he's going after the deficit and he's working on the economy and he's trying to bring jobs back to the United States and he tries to go constitutional and a whole bunch of different things, I don't care if he has zebra stripes. I don't care if his whole face is tattooed. I don't care. To get out there and try to make America out like it's some superficial setup where we only look so far. I know there's plenty of people that do that. I know there's plenty of the Cardassian generation out there. But to make it that simple is insulting. The solutions that they suggest to keep this kind of thing from happening always involves us giving up essential liberties to get to their ideal place. Because the killer is white, the victims were black, members of a primarily black church. This is being labeled a hate crime. And it may qualify under law, but I think they need to do a very thorough investigation into this. And at some point, like President Barack Obama said, we're going to have to reckon with this mass inoculation of daily drugs given to little boys in the United States. At some point, we're going to have to reckon with that, because every time we reckon with it, when they turn into a sociopath and walk into a church or a shopping mall or a movie theater or a college or wherever it is, we sit back and say, what happened? How did this happen? How did he get a gun? Why did they give him a gun? This is all put into motion when you took your child to the doggone doctor. We have enough information and enough evidence now to where we don't need to sit back and we don't need to sit back and ask why or how. Now we need to ask, how do we keep it from continuing? We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
We are getting ready to roll into hour number two. But coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot has this, they have this little philosophy. We don't put it on the website for sale unless it's in stock. I challenge you to find anybody else that does that. Because I've looked. During the ammunition crunch, everybody had everything they had on their website showing. Just out of stock, though. They don't do that. That's why I recommend AmmunitionDepot.com, just because that honesty coming straight out of the pipe. Now, I don't want to, I know right now the trendy thing right now is to talk about this Charleston thing, but let's shift back to something that is also going to be of equal importance later on down the road. Arkansas, as a state, has pretty permissive gun law. It does not require handgun owners to obtain licenses, does not ban so-called assault weapons, issues concealed carry permits to anyone who meets a very short list of objective criteria, accepts carry permits issued by other states, and since 2013, arguably, allows people to openly carry handguns without a permit. Now, oddly enough, from that state we get Bill Clinton, who was governor of Arkansas from 1983 to 1992, who, by the way, I'm sure Arkansas partied like it was 1999 when he departed Arkansas to become in charge of the whole nation, because at least he got off of them. And he and his wife and the Democratic, you know, now she's the Democratic Party presumptive presidential nominee, prefer a decidedly more restrictive approach from their home state. This past Sunday, the former president highlighted the couple's disdain for the right of armed self-defense by declaring, "You can't have a bunch of people walking around with guns." This is not what the Second Amendment says. Clinton made that comment in an interview on CNN's State of the Union. in response to a question about Baltimore's high unemployment rate. He was trying to explain the unrest in that city and others where police have been accused of using excessive force. If you take it in that context, here's one thing we have to take into play. Baltimore doesn't have a bunch of people walking around with guns. Not law-abiding people. There's no way. How do you make that? This is, you know, what bugs me most about liberals and what they say and think is not so much what they say and think, but the fact that they say that we believe it. That they say it, so hence we're going to believe what they say just because it comes out of their face. Clinton said, I used to tell people when we did Bosnia-Kosovo, anything like that, you get enough people with weapons around, and there will be unintended consequences. People make mistakes, people do wrong, things happen. There's a decidedly big difference, President Bill Clinton. You wouldn't know this because you've never walked in that street or walked in those boots or anything like that. There's a big difference between a combat zone where, yeah, there's a lot of guns and they're out. And you've got fire maneuver happening. And the United States. Although, thanks to you and Barack Obama and your wife, if she gets a chance, we will become like those third world countries very soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, beginning with Florida in 1987, one state after another has adopted Arkansas-style non-discretionary carry permit policies, which 38 states now have. Four others do not require a permit. This looks a little, this piece. I didn't even look at this. Oh, no, this is recent. This is recent. The position that you can't have a bunch of people walking around with guns is plainly inconsistent with the Second Amendment, inconsistent with the Constitution. This is the one right in the Bill of Rights that says it shall not be infringed. Even when the Democrats concede the constitutional right to own a gun, they tend to ignore that second part. This is going on in California right now. The big argument there, they're trying to make it as simple as they can. Does the Second Amendment extend outside of the home? And the state of California has conceded that it does, but we can regulate it. Okay, that's like I don't even know the term to get out there and say, the inalienable right does extend outside of the home, but yes, we can step all over it. But it is inalienable, and we can walk on it. I mean, our footprints are all over it. Yes, we are. Because we're the Southern California. We're California. We're Western California. We're so big, we don't even know who we are. But we don't like guns, and we will regulate them. When the Democratic platform in 1992, when Clinton was elected to his first term, called for stricter gun control while eschewing efforts to restrict weapons used for legitimate hunting and sporting purposes. 4 years later, when he won a second term, the Democrats bragged about the new gun restrictions he had championed, including an assault weapon ban and a new background check system, which again disclaiming any desire to restrict weapons used for legitimate sporting purposes. They had to do that, though, from the minority. Because midway through his first term, the control of both the House and the Senate flipped to the Republicans over gun control. That has always been my position. That happened because of his new gun control that he brought into play. Neither platform said anything about self-defense, let alone the right to bear arms for that purpose, nor did the platforms adopted in 2000, 2004, 2008, or 2012, although the latter three did mention the Second Amendment right to own and use firearms. According to the Clintons, the right can be exercised only with the government's permission. In 1999, Bill Clinton said people should have to register guns like they register cars. Hillary, likewise, has supported national licensing and the registration of firearms. I don't think they even know what they're talking about, first of all. I would resist a federal registration or any kind of registration to my last breath. However, using the car thing is the worst thing because the only cars that have to be registered are the ones in the public, on public roads. What about those that never, and how do you know which guns are the ones you carry in public versus the ones you're not carrying in public? How do you know that on any given day? And here's the other thing. If they were registered, does that mean I can carry them without your permission from here on out if I register them? Because I could buy a car and drive any car I want to as long as I register it without your permission. As long as I register it, I can do it. And those are the kind of questions I ask about this simply because some of their positions are pretty stupid because they don't really think it through. Hillary has supported national licensing and registration of firearms, although she has repudiated that position in 2008. Her continued support for background checks at work would require much the same system to keep in track of who owns which firearms. Which I just got something from Beth Baca, the Ninja director, saying that apparently this guy, Roof, he may have been the one that bought his own handgun. And this means that, you know, he had arrest for drugs and had been caught with drugs and all these other things. Somehow or other, what should have been a prohibited person, he didn't get reported to the NICS system. If this is true, this is all conjecture. If this is true, then he got around the background check. The thing that we're told ad nauseum will stop all crime. This will keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people, except for him, and except for him, and except for him, and except for him, except for Ruth, except for Arguello, except for Sehong Cho, except for James Holmes, except for, you know, Jared Lee. But it'll keep the guns out of the hands of the dangerous people. You idiots. The dangerous people couldn't care less. The ones that bought guns, that passed the background check, that went on to be quite bad people, that shows the futility of it because you're trying to regulate mental health illness. Mental illness, you're trying to regulate that. And apparently, since most of these guys are male, guess who contributed to their mental illness? Guess who precipitated their mental illness? It started with their teachers or their parents who simply didn't want to be teachers or parents that decided they just want somebody docile and glassy-eyed sitting in their classroom, a little person, docile and glassy-eyed, and then they pump them full of drugs, and then they get out there, and one day they turn 20 or 18 or whatever, and they're released. They're released out into the world. We wish you luck. Hey, what are you doing pointing that at me? Is that a real guy? I'm just sitting here praying. I'm just trying to watch Batman. What are you doing? What are you doing? A lot of you calls this. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Hank Funicello on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.